Welcome back to part two with Coach Ryan Benavides. So, Ryan, man, we've kind of touched base about college, high school dynasties, and summer baseball and so forth. So let's kind of talk about what you're looking forward to, man. Like, so here at the Hack Shack, we've expanded and we've always had one team in our 18U showcase team, but we're adding a 14 and a 16U team this summer. So Ryan's going to be heading up our 16U team. So kind of what are you looking forward to, man, for this summer?
Really just helping these kids develop, just giving back to, you know, and teaching all the kids that I wish I, all the things I wish I would have known at that age, getting them to understand, you know, the bigger picture when it comes to, you know, what we're doing. But even more so, I mean, going out there and winning some ball games for sure. I mean, definitely want to, you know, go out there, represent the Hack Shack name well, you know, have those kids, you know, represented well too. It's a big part of it. I mean, I remember, I mean, even I'm still friends with, you know, guys that I played with on these 16U teams. I played with a team out of Houston, but I'm still friends with those guys, and I know it's a big part of it. But like I said, just really just giving back to these kids and giving them and teaching them the things that, you know, I wish I would have known at that age.
Right. Looking forward to traveling?
Here and there, for sure.
Right. So, man, we're growing, right? And we're kind of moving this place into a full-fledged, like, facility. And it's really interesting to see the transition the Hack Shack's made. The Hack Shack's been around for 23, 24 years, right? And back from the old place when they had the old one-armed bandits over on across from Bassey. And the game's completely changed, right? So we've got a full gym. We've got all the tech pieces you can imagine. If this was something you had when you were growing up, man, how different do you think your career might have been or could have been if you had something like this?
Oh, man, it's something I don't even want to think about, to be honest, because it would have been a lot different for sure. That's one thing I think I tell our 18U kids now, and once our 16U kids get in here, I mean, this facility is anything and everything and more that you can ask for. I mean, I would equivalent it to a college facility. I mean, it's everything you need, but even more so too, I mean, it's something that these kids need to know that they need to take advantage of. If I would have had something like this, I mean, for us, I mean, the guidance and the direction is all here for you. I mean, through high school, I knew to work that I was supposed to work out. Did I know how to work out? No. I knew I was supposed to go hit and stuff like that. Did I have the guidance and the coaches always there helping me and guiding me to hit? No, I didn't. Nutrition, I mean, whatever it was. And then even to the older college guys that Nick and I and that, you know, that are fresh out, that are to lean on to say, hey, you know, and to go through that guidance process. I didn't have that. I mean, I didn't have those resources. A lot of guys don't have those resources, you know, to lean on, to really understand, you know, how it's supposed to work, how you're supposed to work, things like that. So, I mean, if I had something like this, I would love to say, you know, I would have got drafted or something. I don't know.
Who knows? But, right? It could have been. Yeah.
But even more so too, though. No, these kids just don't understand, you know, what they have in front of them, all the resources that they have. I want them to take full advantage of it. I wholeheartedly believe our 18U group is. There are a lot of good kids who are working their absolute butt offs, but I definitely know when we get those 16U kids here in the door, I'm going to make sure they understand, you know, this facility is yours just as much as it ours is ours. At the same time, too, you need to respect this facility. But, I mean, we are absolutely here for you to get better, and we want you to get better. That's why this facility is here. We're done playing. We are done. I mean, all of us here are done. Some of us a little bit more far removed than others.
But the suddenly counter.
Don't get me into that talk. But, no, but we are all, whether it's, you know, John Austin here with Bedlam, whether it's, you know, me, Nick, Paul, Coach Anthony, Coach Ryan, too, as well. We're all done playing. We have this facility benefits the kids more than it does us. There is nothing that this facility is going to, you know, to do for us on paper, you know, from a baseball standpoint. You know, this facility is for the kids, in them only. You know, we want them to get better. That's why we're all here. That's what I want to give back, you know, and I want them to understand that, and I want them to feel that too from a coach to player standpoint.
Yeah. So, man, like, we've been here a little bit. Let's We're gonna end the segment with some rapid fire questions here.
Okay.
Nick, you got some loaded, right? All right, here we go. So first one, and we ask everybody this one: if there was something you could do to change, there was something you could change about your career that you could do differently, what would that be?
Well, if I could not get hurt a lot, that would be good. If that was something I could change, but yeah, I had a laundry list of injuries, but no, if there was something that I could change, I think it would have been to appreciate the little things a little more. I didn't start appreciating the little things until I got into my senior year. The bus rides, the weightlifting, the study hall, the eating dinner and lunch, you know, and almost breakfast with these guys. You definitely take that for granted when you're there in time. I definitely don't have any regrets. I think I worked as hard as I could have. At the same time, I do think I could have worked a little bit harder. You always can. I don't think I ever maxed out. But at the same time, too, I think would have just been appreciating those little things. I didn't start to really appreciate it until my senior year. And that's the things you miss the most. And your coaches tell you, and they harp on it, and they harp on it, and they tell you this is what you're going to miss the most. And it's when you miss the most.
Yeah.
When you're in the moment, you don't think about it. When it's all said and done, you look back and you think about it. And you go from spending, you know, every waking moment of these guys, and, you know, and even through the summer, you stay in touch because, you know, you look forward to going back to look from them. And that first summer when you know you're not going to go back to school with these guys,
yeah,
it's a tough feeling. It's a tough reality for sure.
Yeah, for sure. When what's the movie with Billy Beane where he tells him, like,
Moneyball?
Yeah. Moneyball, when he's like, we're all asked to leave the game at some point in time, you know?
So, yeah. No, it's tough. It's
that
tough.
Last out and that last inning is tough, man.
Like, 100%.
If there was a dream school that you could go to out of high school, what would have been that school been?
Oof.
Like, what was your dream school as a kid growing up? Like, man, I'd love to go play baseball for.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say like that my room was in vain and burnt orange from the time I was like 8 years old to about 14. But to be honest, no, I think, wholeheartedly, South Carolina was the school that I grew up watching. They went through their little run of national champions. Yeah, yeah. Jackie Bradley was my favorite player growing up, watching him play. To be honest, that's probably the only guy I can name off that team. But that South Carolina.
But they were my boys.
Yeah. But that South Carolina run, that really made me, you know, fall in love with the game of baseball even more. They were fun to watch. It was good baseball to watch. But yeah, I will say South Carolina was definitely that school for me.
Probably
sure.
The dream school.
Yeah.
There you go. So Nike, Under Armour, or Adidas? What's your brand?
Nike, no question.
As I'm looking at you, outfitted Nike, top to
Nike,
bottom.
Nike'd out, man.
You don't stray?
I got a Nike toothbrush, man. What are you talking about? I don't.
That's hardcore. That's I've been a Nike guy my whole life, and then I think my dad or maybe it was Nick that turned me on to Adidas, and I hadn't turned back.
Now you're on Lulu, dude. Yeah. Now you're on Lulu.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm still on the fence on Lulu. It's too expensive. Shout out to Lulu, but it's just out of my budget. I don't make all the money you boys make. So going back in your career, man. Was there anybody like I know Nick asked about your favorite place to go play. Was there any place that you were just like, fuck, I hate going and playing that series?
I would say, I mean, only team I've been at Little Rock that I hated facing was Georgia Southern because they just had some really damn good arms.
Yeah.
But other than that, no. I mean, I loved every school that we played, every school that was in our conference, even if you go back to JUCO, I mean, no knock at, you know, LCC, but nobody liked going down all the way to Laredo.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it though. You know, I appreciate it, especially getting hurt a lot too. Getting hurt in my career made me appreciate every game, every inning, everything like that. And to understand that, you know, it could be taken away from me at any moment. But I will say no, that there's no team that I, you know, that did not like to play outside of Georgia Southern. They're good pitching, but that's it.
So, in your career, right, game on the line, winning run at third base, aside from you, take you out of the equation, who's the one guy you want to see up there from your teammates?
That's tough. I'm going to have to go TJ Alexander. He out of Houston, Texas, we played in junior college together my sophomore year. We were roommates my junior and senior year. That is one of the most clutch hitters I have ever played with. In my entire life, that dude got from my sophomore year in junior college till my senior year at Little Rock, that dude had, I could probably say 10 clutch hits, 10, which is tough to do in baseball. Clutch hits, clutch home runs, whatever you want to call it. Actually, against Arkansas that Tuesday night when we won 17-7, he had a go-ahead grand slam in the 6th or 7th that completely changed the whole dynamic of the game for us. Pivoted everything, even flashback to our junior year. He hit a go-ahead 3-run home run for us to beat Oklahoma State, I think in the eighth inning. So, and that's two of the biggest moments that I remember. I mean, there's games at Memphis. There's games, I mean, everywhere. I mean, all around. But those two swings for me did it, and I will definitely, you know.
He'd be the guy.
Be that guy.
You're penciling him in.
100%. 100%.
Nice. If you could face any pro pitcher, who would be the one guy you would love to sit in the box again and go, just, I just want to fucking see Randy Johnson. That was a guy for me.
And but, to see and like think I have a shot off of, or just to see?
Don't matter. You're swinging. You're taking hacks, baby. You just, the one guy you would love to face if you were in the pros.
I mean.
It doesn't have to be current. It could be back in the day.
So like, yeah, the one guy that I would love to see but also hate to see would be Aroldis Chapman. I would, as a left-handed hitter, I would love to see what he looks like from the left side. At the same time, too, I would absolutely hate that at bat. I mean, if it was, you know, if my life depended on that bat, I would not pick Aroldis Chapman. But I would definitely love to see Aroldis Chapman, though, in the box, for sure.
Purest athlete you ever played where you were just like, this dude's just got all the God-given talent in the world?
I'd say Dalton Stark. Dalton Stark, he out of Cy Ranch, won a state championship there at Cy Ranch.
Believe it. Dynasty?
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Dynasty. Okay. But won a state championship there at Cy Ranch out in 2012. Met him at Alvin in junior college. He went on to go play at A&M Corpus. But that dude was a freak athlete. And all the respect to him, it was 100% God-given. He, at the same time, he worked his butt off too. But I promise you that dude could not work out for 4 or 5 months, not touch a baseball bat, not touch a ball, and go out and still throw, you know, 90 plus from the outfield, still have an absolute amazing BP and still run a 6'5", you know, 6'4", 60. But an absolute just freak athlete for sure. Yeah. And great hair. Great hair, Dalton, if you do hear this. Great hair. Yeah. Good hair. Love it, man.
That sounds like a man crush right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's your squad, man? Who's the team you follow in the MLB? Who's your boys?
Houston Astros, baby. Come on now. Come on now.
Why is it? Really?
Houston Astros.
Why are you? Why?
All them trash cans.
Man, all trash cans and everything don't matter?
Nah.
Is that from a kid's standpoint? You've been for your whole life? Or?
I think the Astros have always just been close to home because, I mean, they're right there and everything like that. And then, I mean, growing up in Corpus, you got the Hooks there too, so it's hard not to be an Astros fan.
Yeah, very true.
I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I've been a diehard fan since birth. I mean, the pennant that they won in, I think, 2005 when they got swept by the White Sox was kind of the first time I really jumped on the train. Obviously, everybody knows the stint they went where they're absolutely terrible. But, yeah, the Astros for sure.
Astros for sure. So, aside from baseball, man, is there anything – I hate asking this question. So, I know you're a Cowboys fan.
Till we die.
Till I die,
oh,
baby.
God. Do you follow the NBA at all or anything else, man, besides?
I do, yeah. I've actually, as I've got away from, you know, playing college baseball, I've actually, you know, began to follow NBA a little bit more.
So are y'all going 8-8 next year again?
Bro. Well, I thought we were talking about the NBA. Let's not talk
I'm okay, well, I'm going to switch.
Next year, you see what we're coming back with? Next year is 100% our year.
I love Dallas Cowboy fans, dude. Every year, we're going to Super Bowl, baby.
The funny thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is that Paul Konyas does not even have an NFL team.
I don't have an NFL team.
He's a Vikings fan.
He's a certified Cowboys
hater. He's a Vikings fan.
I am a Vikings
by
fan
marriage.
By marriage, dog. This is my fiance.
That is the
grew
soft,
up in
that
Minnesota.
Is the softest thing I've ever heard.
Dude,
in my
life. I'm not a big NFL fan. I'm not a big
just
football
a cowboy
fan,
hater, dude.
So
that's all, yeah.
I love hating on the Cowboys, dude. Since they did my boy Tom Landry wrong, man, so I became a hater. But
he's a great coach,
man. Well, Ryan, man, I appreciate you coming through, man, and joining us on the podcast, bro. Man, so great to have you here with the Hack Shack family and watching the difference you're making in all these kids, man. And it's just gonna continue to be successful and looking forward to what the future brings, not only you but the Hack Shack family as well. So
yes, sir.
Man, appreciate it. All the best. Until next time, we out.
Yes, sir. Nick Konyas out.